a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thursday afternoon, KSL News Time 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
What had been called UNI is now the Huntsman Mental Health Institute, and it opened its doors today. I'm KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas.
Second, starting this weekend, Delta won't allow travelers flying to Washington, D.C. to check guns on their flights. The company says it'll be effective through the inauguration. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
In addition to the emergency traffic we have with delays, northbound I-15, Kaysville through Clearfield, we also have a crash southbound Bangor Highway, about 4100 south, an accident northbound I-15 just after 53rd, and a crash southbound I-15 at Antelope Drive. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Beautiful sunshine today with temperatures in the 40s. We'll do it again tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
41 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President-elect Biden will soon lay out a sweeping plan to battle COVID-19 and get the economy back on track. The $1.9 million request includes an additional $14,000 in stimulus checks for many Americans and would get kids back to school as soon as safely possible. A shortage in supply is forcing New York City to cancel some of its COVID vaccination clinics. Vice President Pence says the government will do everything possible to prevent another event like last week's deadly riot. The U.S. Capitol, FBI Director Christopher Wray.
We're concerned about the potential for violence at multiple protests and rallies planned here in D.C. and at state capitol buildings around the country in the days to come that could bring armed individuals within close proximity to government buildings and officials.
The vice president met today with FBI, National Guard, and Homeland Security officials. A search continues near Oregon's Columbia River Gorge for a woman swept away by a mudslide. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
KSL in depth.
The coronavirus, the Utah response.
Governor Spencer Cox held his weekly briefing on the fight against COVID this morning. At the Capitol, Governor Cox explained why Utah isn't following the new guidelines to open vaccines up to those 65 and older, limiting them instead to people 70 and older starting next week.
We recognize that there were some changes or potential changes, some advice given by the federal government yesterday, potentially recommending starting to vaccinate those who are 65 and up. We announced last week that on Monday, those 70 years of age and up would be eligible for the vaccination. We're going to continue with those 70 years of age and older for a couple reasons that I will explain shortly, and not open that up to 65 and over yet. And the main reason for that is that we have so many people 70 and over who want the vaccine that adding 65 to the mix would not change that. There will be no availability because we don't have enough vaccine assigned to the state of Utah right now to even cover those who are 70 years of age and over the next several weeks. The other thing that I want to point out and why we are so focused on those 70 and above and those who are in our long-term care facilities, if you look at the deaths that have occurred here in the state of Utah, if you take those who are 70 years of age and older and those who are in our long-term care facilities, that comprises 73% of the deaths in our state. That is over 1,000 of the fatalities are in those two groups, again, 70 and over and those in long-term care facilities. That is why we are so focused on those two groups right now. I fully intend, We fully intend that as soon as additional vaccines are available, that we will open up to those 65 years of age and older and those with multiple comorbidities. We're working through that with the health departments and our local health departments right now, figuring out what the appropriate mix is, moving forward, again, with a limited resource, and we can't wait to be able to expand that to larger populations and other groups.
Approximately 133,000 vaccine doses have been administered in Utah so far. And we have breaking news on KSL News Radio. It's official, just in. Former Ohio State football coach Urban Meyer is going to the NFL. He'll be the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. KSL News Time 4:49. Triple Team Traffic now, and Ricky Meese is standing by in the KSL Traffic Center.
And it is emergency traffic. Davis County drivers, you've got a long, slow commute in front of you on northbound I-15. The delays will start as you're approaching Kaysville. They'll continue up to Clearfield. That's where we have an accident that's been blocking a right lane of traffic near Center Street. Now, if you're on the southbound side of I-15, we still have a little bit of a crowded and slow drive between the I-84 junction down to 5600 South in Roy. Michelle?
Well, we're also busy. This is 5600 West now. Very solid between I-80 and the 201 freeway. For drivers up in Summit County, seeing some slowdowns on Kearns Boulevard as well as northbound on Olympic Parkway in Kimball Junction. Steve?
Full speeds on southbound I-15 leaving from downtown Salt Lake City out to the south interchange. Then you're going to be on the brakes there just a bit. Thicker traffic into Midvale. Northbound I-15 delays just before 90th South into Midvale, and a new crash to deal with just past 53rd South. That's on the left shoulder. And a few slowdowns there approaching Magna's 7200 West, both directions. Burt Brothers Tire and Service, let their family take care of your family's auto repair needs, from tires and brakes to complete auto service. Burt Brothers is Utah's trusted auto center care, or trusted auto care center, for 30 years. Steve Carlson at the KSL Traffic Center.
That's right. Traffic and weather together on the nines. Your 7-day forecast is brought to you by VW Southtown. Listen to Kevin Eubank.
Jeff, thanks a lot. What a beautiful day out there. Mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the low 40s, and we like it so much, we'll do it again tomorrow. 44 and mostly sunny. Temperatures will drop just a little bit as we head into next week. We have a weak little storm clipping by the northern mountains Friday night, another weak storm on Monday. These will bring clouds to the valleys, but temperatures will actually stay in the 40s through Sunday, then drop to the 30s for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 41 degrees. Shop Utah's number one VW dealer at VWSouthtown.com.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
What you want, baby, I got it. What you need, too, you know I got it, too. All I'm asking is for a little respect when you
just
come.
A little bit.
Hey, baby,
just a little bit.
A 15-year mortgage rate is as low as 1.75% with an APR of 1.89. You heard that right. A rate in the ones. A 30-year fixed is as low as 2% with an APR of 2.22. This is Rod with LendRight Mortgage. With rates in the ones, it's time to buy or refinance. If your rate is 2.8% or higher, call LendRight Mortgage today and lock in a rate in the ones before they're gone. Cut years and tens of thousands off your mortgage. Even if you just refinanced, LendRight Mortgage can save you thousands with a no-cost refi. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. For rates in the ones, call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
There are lots of financial advisors with lots of opinions. However, when you eliminate those advisors who aren't fiduciaries, eliminate those who confuse you with financial jargon, eliminate those advisors who say you're not good enough unless you have $500,000 or more to invest, and finally, eliminate those who aren't locally based or conveniently located, that leaves one, Trajan Wealth. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and I understand you have choices when it comes to financial services, and I'm here to tell you, we will always treat you as the priority. Our fiduciary advisors have hearts of teachers and will explain options in a clear and concise manner. Don't leave your money invested without being certain it's working the hardest for you. Your local, trusted financial fiduciary, Trajan Wealth. Call us today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Want to make your day a little brighter? Just ask.
Alexa, ask Gospel Voice to read Alma chapter 32.
Hey Google, use Gospel Voice to play the Tabernacle Choir.
Play this week's Sunday School lesson using Gospel Voice.
Ask Gospel Voice to play a talk by President Nelson.
Gospel Voice brings music, scripture, and inspiring messages right to your Alexa or Google smart speaker, just with the sound of your voice. Try it today. Learn more at gospelvoice.churchofjesuschrist.org.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL. Delta says it won't let anyone flying to Washington with guns in their checked bags. The rule is in place through next week. KSL Drive's car sales could see a big increase this year. Industry analysts say sales could jump as much as 10% this year, with vaccines starting to restore buyer confidence. A new survey shows many Americans are planning post-vaccination parties. LendingTree reports more than 80% of those who plan to get the vaccine will celebrate afterward, maybe a trip out of town or just a nice dinner. Wall Street today, the Dow fell 68 points, the S&P lost 14, and the NASDAQ dropped 16 points. It's time for Jazz Notes, brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
The Utah Jazz have rare back-to-back days off thanks to last night's game against the Washington Wizards being canceled due to COVID-19 exposure within the Wizards' locker room. Now, there's a chance that break might extend to 4 days if the next opponent, the Atlanta Hawks, are also forced to suspend their meeting against the Jazz Friday night with the same problem. The Hawks were supposed to face the Phoenix Suns Wednesday night, but that game was postponed due to exposure within the Phoenix locker room. However, Hawks guard Kevin Huerter said there were players from Atlanta's roster also headed to isolation after potential exposure.
If you can tell, I'm sitting in a hotel room. I'm isolating just due to potential close contact with someone on our staff that got the deal.
The Jazz will practice today in anticipation for the game, while the Hawks will continue to test to see if they have the minimum required 8 players available to suit up Friday night. For the latest news regarding the game, visit KSLSports.com. For Jazz Notes, I'm Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're struggling with ED, there is now a breakthrough treatment that the drug companies don't want you to know about. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels. We can now reverse ED without any pills. Even Cambridge University recently tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. If you're struggling, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial medical screening, exam, even the blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results. Also, for a very limited time, new patients even get free testosterone. If you want to regain your younger years in the bedroom, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $600 offer free. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. That's Wasatch Medical Clinic. Call now and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.